You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Anor, you are on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're going to have a chat with Alexa Casino very shortly, but first, let's listen to Erase and Braze featuring Brown Boy Magic.
Chase me, face me, taste me, waste me, embrace me, erase me, save me, save me, embrace me, erase me, save me, save me.
Is Alexa Casino with Erase and Braze featuring Embrace. Words are working well this morning. Featuring Brown Boy Magic. And we've got Alexa in the studio. Kia ora.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm okay. I'm a bit tired, but
yeah, it's a big sort of grey Thursday morning vibe, I think, around the city today.
It's cool though. I could wear my boots that I don't usually wear and
nice rain jacket.
Yeah, it's crack out the monster energy.
Yeah, crack out the end of the winter wardrobe kind of stuff. We're not here to talk about rain, though. We are here to talk about a beautiful new song that you are releasing tomorrow, in which we get a sneaky early play of this morning, which is called Stars, and it's featuring Womb. This is exciting. How did this track come to be?
Womb are some of my best friends. I've been a huge fan of them since, like, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. And one day I just said to Charlotte, I'm like, do you want to do some vocals on this track? And she was like, yeah. And then I didn't like the drums so much, so I asked Haz to do some drum stuff on it. And he used like Candy Crush samples.
Very cool.
And so you'll hear Candy Crush samples throughout. And then... yeah, I guess that's how it came together.
It's pretty nice because you used to live down in Wellington, and it's pretty nice, I think, to hear these kind of collaborations that come out of the scenes that sort of naturally exist in different cities. And Womb have been putting out some beautiful stuff recently, but so have you. I think last time we spoke to you was just after the first lockdown, and you'd put out a kind of a wonderful track about just sort of like plowing through a little bit and like, you know, feeling you know, hard out, weird, hectic feelings, but, you know, soothing yourself through that. And I've been really enjoying those kind of themes that come out in your work quite often, of like restfulness, kind of collectiveness, and that sort of thing you do often with collaborating with other people. Is collaboration a big part of your process for you, or do you sort of like work on tracks on your own and then go to other people?
I guess every time I've just worked on the track by myself for a very long time and then ship it off to other people. This is the first time I'm making music with someone from Wellington, which is kind of cool, and they're pretty much the only people I'd want to make music with from Wellington. This is me making music with the indie band.
The indie bands.
Which is funny. Yeah, it's cool. I guess my music does turn out that way because it's like coping mechanism vibes, outlet vibes, I don't know. It just comes out how it comes out, I guess.
Mm.
I try to make something really upbeat and it just doesn't quite work. But that's how it goes.
I was going to say, it's interesting. Maybe upbeat's not the word, but it does kind of have like an uplifting sort of quality to most of your music. That track with Brown Boy Magic, for example, I feel like that always feels a little bit like a warm hug of a song in many ways.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
I'm excited for us to play Stars in a couple of minutes because I think it's got similar kind of qualities of just like, I'm trying to find a better word than just like loveliness, but that is the word that keeps coming into mind for me about this song.
Oh, that's really nice.
When you sit down to write lyrics, do you know what you're going to write about, or do they kind of come to you as you're nutting out the tune?
Don't remember.
It's all a blur.
I haven't written new lyrics in a long time. Lyrics are the hardest thing for me, I think. Maybe I'll like get some sort of inspiration for like one line and then I'll try to build things off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember writing the song, to be honest, but yeah, I guess lyrics usually they're quite quick when they happen, and mm-hmm. then there's never really a lot of them, it's not easy for me, and it's probably what I'm most self-conscious about in my music and my voice, I don't know if they happen before or after the music.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
It all comes out in one big rush of creative energy.
Yeah, well, I guess the music probably always comes first.
Yeah.
Well,
we were just talking off air as well about your kind of production of tracks, and that's something that's pretty crucial to you for music making in general. What is it about like mixing and producing songs that you like so much?
I guess with electronic music production as well, you really make everything from scratch.
Mm.
And yeah, it's a really meticulous process, mixing stuff, and I've just pretty much taught myself and done trial and error quite a lot, and I think I'm getting really good at mixing.
I'd say.
Like the song, I think I tried to make it really immersive, like being dropped into some sort of magic world, because I think it's a pretty magical type of song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really nice being able to like just make something, and like I can play instruments, but I'm not really to the extent where I would make an entire song
mm-hmm.
just with these instruments, and just having a little computer there just makes things easier. You just have to get something right once and then that's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a nice like slow process that you can keep coming back to.
Mm.
You don't have to remember how to play something.
You just push the button.
You just press play again. you're reminded, which is cool.
It is a really cool thing to be able, I guess, to have performances happening around New Zealand at the moment. We talk about this all the time because it's just such a privilege that we've got to be able to go and see live music and be playing live music. Have you got anything on the horizon, or are you just sort of putting out tracks at the moment?
I don't have anything on the horizon, I don't think. No.
Just enjoying putting them out. Well, we're enjoying listening to them as well.
Yeah, I did a show a couple of weeks ago, which was like the first one in a very long time. And yeah, if someone asked me to play a show, I would probably do it, but I won't go out and organise my own one because I don't really like doing that.
Fair enough.
If you want me to play a show with you...
At Alexa Casino.
Yeah, hit me up.
Alexa, thank you so much for coming in this morning and allowing us to play this song early. If people want to get it tomorrow, where's the best place for them to go?
Oh, it'll be on Spotify and all of that jazz. I'll probably put it up on Bandcamp as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, hope you like it, and thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. This is Stars by Alexa Casino featuring Womb. You're on BFM.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.